Friday the 4th of July, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Rabbi Eli Brunner, Parashas Chukas.
Rishus Darov Shnita, my Rabbi Stein, a good Chodesh everybody. Dover Be'itoi Ma'atoiv, the Morgan Avraham in Hilchus Tammuz, Simon Tov Kuf Pei, Sivkot and Tess, writes as following. I'm quoting his Lashon, the Zell Lashon. B'yoyim Shishi Le Parashas Chukas, that would be today, Friday, Parashas Chukas, Noagu Yechidim Nis'amit. There was a minik for Yechidim. Famili Chachomim to fast. Why? Sheba'oysa Hayoim. On that day, Nisifu Chof Kroinus Meleim Svoim Betolfas. 20 wagon loads of Svoim were burned in France. V'loi Kovo Oysa B'mei HaKodesh. And this date, this anniversary date, wasn't fixed by the day of the month. It so happened that year was Chof Sivan. But the anniversary isn't of the day as a normal anniversary is. It goes by the day of the week, Erev Shabbos. Today, this would have been Parshas Chukas. Why? Mipnei shemetoch shalas chochom, the tzaddikim in that doyah made a shala in their cholam, a shalas cholam, and noydelahem in their cholam, it was given back to them an answer. Sheyoyim hasreif goyim gezeiros hadohatoyah. That the fact that it was the day, it was Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, that was the cause. That day was Goyim, Yoyim Kogoyim, as we would say, the day caused that Sefer, because it's Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, and Metagaminon, the Targum says of Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, Do Gezeiros Oyoraisa, it's a Gezeiros Min HaTorah. So the reply came back in the Cholam, there's no reason for this. This was in the year 1244. However, Reb Hillel Zerona, who was one of the top Talmidim of Rabbeinu Yonah in the time of the Rishonim, writes in one of his letters, that the place where these Svoim, these 20 wagon loads of Svoim were burnt, was the exact same place that the Moira Nevuchim of the Rambam was burnt. When the Rambam brought out his Moira Nevuchim, it was very controversial at the time, they couldn't understand, the Rambam was above his doyer. Atke Dekach, Rabbeinu Yonah himself was responsible for burning the Moira Nevuchim in public. Later on, Rabbeinu Yonah had charotah, and he did tshuva. After Dekach, they say the Sefer Shari tshuva was devoted as a tshuva, as a kapora, for what he did, how he insulted, he embarrassed the Rambam in public. And Mimela, this was the idea that Dog Zera Zoraisa, it actually fits in with Parshas Chukas. They understood in the Cholam it was a Gzeirah Zeraisa. It's a Gzeirah. But Reb Hillel Zerona explained the people at the time, you should know this was an Oynish because what they did to the Rambam Sefer. Now, although the Torah writes this mitzvah here, in Parshas Chukah, that's the Parsha of Por HaDumah, but really the Gemara says in Gittin, that this mitzvah was given already on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, on the day that the Mishkan was erected, on the second year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the other hand, Rashi says in Parshas B'Shalach, on the posuk of Shom Somloi Choyku Mishpot V'Shom Nisou, Zogt Rashi that the mitzvah of Por HaDumah was one of 10 mitzvahs which were given at Moro. So we've got a discrepancy of time. The chronological Seder isn't the Seder. Zogt Rambam that at Moro, the Por HaDumah was given, Zogt Rambam, Kideshi is Askubo the Largespor, in order that Klal Yisrael should delve into, learn and understand as far as they can, Pshat, in the mitzvah of the Por HaDumah. But the actual mitzvah was given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, as the Gemara in Gittin says, on the day that the Mishkan was erected, in the second year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mimele, there's no sphere in the Zmanim when the mitzvah of Por HaDumah was given. But having said this, we still have to understand why the Torah gives us the mitzvah of Por HaDumah back in B'Shalach at Moroh. What's it doing there in Moroh? Mimele, the mitzvah of Shabbos, which was one of the 10 mitzvahs which were given at Moroh, we can understand that should be given at Moroh, because after all, Shabbos is the makor to Emunah Vashem. As it says, we say in B'Shomer, in Kiddush, Kishesh is Yomim Otz Hashem, Es HaShemayim Es Oret, Uvayoyim Hashvi Shoros Vayenofesh, which is a fundamental principle in the Yesod of Amunah. We have to believe that Hashem made the world in 6 days, Buyat Oilam, and He rested on Shabbos. We too have to rest on Shabbos. Or for instance, Dinim. Dinim was another one of the mitzvahs, of the 10 mitzvahs which were given in Moroh. That we can all understand why that should have been given back at Moroh
before Kabbalah Sotayah, because that's coming to tell us not only are there mitzvahs ben Adam lo mokem, but there are also mitzvahs ben Adam lo chaveiro. And without din and without law and order, as we know, the whole world would be chaotic. Oh, but what's the pshat? Why was Par Aduma given back already at Mora? Why couldn't that have been waited and given to us in Matan Torah in Parshas Yisro together with all other of the 612 mitzvahs? Says of Yankin Kamenevsky, the Chayyim Vrocha, that the reason why the mitzvah of Por Aduma was given back in Beshalach before Matan Torah, Zokta, because that was a hachona, part of the hachona, part of the preparation to Kabbalah Satorah. Why? Zokta Zoy, in the same way that we don't understand the Talmud of Por Aduma, it's a known mystery to us why it should be Matthias Hatmeim, Matthias Hatmeim, we just can't understand it. It's so clever, but it's beyond me, I can't understand it. In the same way, says Rabbi Yaakov, the rest of the Torah is also a choik. Notwithstanding the fact that the Rishonim, the Be'ikah, the Chinuch, and the Rambam, they try to delve into the Tamei HaMitzvahs. But nevertheless, we still have to keep the mitzvahs, because that is the Rosh of Hashem. And he writes, we shouldn't think it's just Por Aduma we don't understand. The rest of the Torah we also don't understand. And therefore we have to keep the Torah, because that's the Rotzon Hashem. Hashem wants us to keep the Torah and mitzvah. In fact, the Rachaim HaKadosh says the same word as Rabbi Yaakov. And he spells it out and says, and he asks it as a kasha, why does the Torah start off Zois Chukas HaTorah? The pasuk should have said, "Zois chukas haporah." We're talking about the mitzvah of Por Aduma. We're not talking about the whole Torah. Zokta Rachaim HaKadosh, the same vort as Rabbi Yaakov, that even though we think we understand the Tamei HaMitzvahs, but at the end of the day, all the mitzvahs are chukim, and we've got to keep Torah and mitzvahs, because that is the Rotzon Hashem. Says Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, pshat in the Rachaim HaKadosh, he says, by all means, we shouldn't make a mistake that we're going to turn down and say, well, in any case, we don't know the Tamei HaMitzvahs. Why bother with, why learn, why open the Sefer HaChinuch? What do we have to go into the Tamei HaMitzvahs if at the end of the day we don't even know what's going on, we can't understand it? No, Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz. By all means, we should delve into the mitzvahs and try Asher Yodeinu Megas as far as we can, as the Chinuch did, and the Rambam did, and later on the Minchas Chinuch, on the Chinuch, how he elaborates on the Chinuch, to try to find out the source of the mitzvah. The Chinuch writes time and time again, kimat on every mitzvah, when he finishes explaining, and he gets out the Tamei HaMitzvahs, then he says, Meshol Sheha Mitzvah, the root of the mitzvah, what's the source of the mitzvah? They all try their best to find the Tamei HaMitzvahs. We should understand what we're doing. Nevertheless, we still have to realize that we're, at the end of the day, we're doing the mitzvahs, Zokter Chaim Shulevitz, because that is the Rotzon Hashem. Because if we are to think for one moment that we do understand that Tamei HaMitzvahs with the help of the Rishonim and Achronim, then what will happen is, then the Mitzvah, the one who's giving us the Mitzvah, is no longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Cholila. It's our own reasoning, or the Rishonim from the Achronim, and we'll rely on them. So we'll say to ourselves one day, no, this Mitzvah Pishteyah, I'll do that Mitzvah. Yena Mitzvah, I don't understand, it's beyond me, I won't do it. And Chas V'Shalom, like that, after Kosim can come out, we'll pick and choose what mitzvah we like, what we fancy, does yon, does nisht. So therefore, in the final analysis, we must say to ourselves, as a lot of people, the Chassidim, the Ikka, a lot of people have got the Minig, Afilah Minig Ashkenaz, before you do any mitzvah, you take the lulav, you perform with tefillin in the morning, talis and tefillin, we say a special l'shem yichud, and we say, hinani muchan and muzumen, lekayim mitzvah aseh shetivon habayah. So therefore it becomes a tzivui, a commandment you do, you carry out. If you're in the army and the sergeant tells you, go there, go here, and here, you don't ask why. You follow the orders. And that's exactly what we do. We've got orders, we've got 630 commandments, orders, mitzvahs, and we do it, that's the Rotzon Hashem. Now after the opening parsha of the Por Aduma, the Torah tells us about the Misas Miriam. And Rashi asks the Kasha, Loma nismecha parshas Misas Miriam la parshas Por Aduma. What's the connection with the parsha of Por Aduma with the Misas Miriam? As it is, we said that the parsha of Paul was given back in Moro. So in any case, it's out of order. It doesn't follow chronologically. So why put the Misas Miriam after the Por Aduma? Enfed Rashi. So Rashi says, Loimaloch, it comes to tell you Mal kabonus mechaprin, just as kabonus a mechaper, serve as a kaporo. Af misis tzedikim mechaper. If a tzaddik, or in this case a tzedekah, Miriam Hanavia, passed away, her demis, her patira is a kaporo far. So he talks to Rashi. Comes along the haflo, the Pinchas Horvitz, the Rebbe from the Psalm Sofer, Zichrona Livracha, and he asks a starker kasha. If that's the reason, as Rashi explains the connection between Misas Miriam and Porah Duma, to tell us that Mar Kabonas Mechapim of Misas Tzadikim Mechapim, just in the same way that Kabonas are Mechapim, then the Misas Tzadikim is also Mechapim, so why put Porah Duma here in Parshas Chukas? Porah Duma should go together with the Kabonas, with Vayikra and Tzav, Sfeltish Kabonas, and you've got Chattos or Moilo or Shlomim or even a Toida. Put the Mrs. Miriam there, why stick it in here with Chukka? A starke kasha. As it is, we said, it's not in chronological order. Miriam didn't die here. The Paradumma wasn't given here. The Paradumma was given back in Bishalach. So it's completely out of order. Is it because that the Tzadikim should be Mechapa, like Kabonas? Put it together with all the other Kabonas. Zokta haflo, that the Chazal tell us, Tzadik Ovad is Ledoira Ovad. If the Tzadik leaves this world, whether it's a tzaddik or a tzedekah, in this case Miriam, then if a tzaddik is nifta, he's lost, he or she is lost for their generation. Why? Mipnei sha'tzaddik megin al hadoya. The tzaddik protects the doya. Every doya has got its own nisyonos, and we need the tzaddik for the men, and the tzedekah for the noshim, or sometimes they'll cover both, and they are megin, they protect the generation that we live in. And the Gemara says in Talmud, I think that's called Aleph. Kol ha'olam nizem b'shvil chanina b'ni, the chanina b'ni die lo imikub chitim ev Shabbos lev Shabbos. We like to live a life of luxury. We try to fool ourselves. We don't. But l'maisa b'ruch Hashem, most of us got what we need. Yet says the Gemara, look at chanina b'ni. Hashem says, I've got a special tzaddik, Chanina. He lived from one Shabbos to the Shabbos on kub chitim, a little bit of a piece of wheat. So, and the whole doyer, his generation, and that has the Baal Shem Tov teaches, kol oilam nizem b'shvil, you can translate the word b'shvil in the past, our generation, or the generation which Chanin lived in, was in the schus of Chanina, b'shvil, they went in his path. So in other words, we live in the schus of the tzaddik of the doyer. That particular tzaddik or tzedekes, he's megan, and he brings this oil hagodol, the great light from him or from her, and the kiddusha rabbi, the kiddush Hashem that they bring into the world. And as we find, when Eliyahu Novi, when he went up to heaven, he went up to Shemayim, Chazal say, nismayit hanavuah min hanavim. The nevuah slowly decreased from the other nevim that he left behind. In other words, so when the tzaddik dies, other tzaddikim and his doyer also suffer, because there's less kedusha and light in the world because he's taken that away. And that's the reason why we say in Kaddish, if someone's nifta, you're not even a tzaddik. Everybody's got his own kedusha, mizeh ampin, according to his or her madrega, and that's why the Kaddish we say, yisgadol yisgadol shemei rabo, because we've lost this amount of kedusha, whoever it may be. But we ask Hashem, it's a tefillah to Hashem, Yisgadol Yisgadol Shemei Rabba, that this Kedusha should be again brought back into the world, because we've lost out on that Kedusha. And the Zohar Kodesh writes, when a tzaddik dies, many Rishoyim who should have died are saved from that death of that tzaddik. So the Zohar, it's a toiva l'fishor l'Rishoyim, it works out a toiva for the Rishoyim, for that doyer, of course, they've lost the tzaddik. Mimela, we see here that the Mises tzaddikim now is taka comparable dafke to Porah Duma, because in the same way that the Porah Duma is metarius hatohoim and metamis hatmeim, the Mises tzaddik does that in the same way. It's a toivah for the shoyim, so that sort of metarius hatmeim, and it's a negative effect for the tzaddikim, and it is metarius hatohoim. And now we come on to the chet of the Meimel Ivah. The pasuk tells us, Vayesha Avon Vakodesh, Thomas Shamirim, as we mentioned, V'loi ho yomayim lo'eto. Says Rashi on the spot, Mikan, from here we learn out, Shekol Mem Shona, Hoyolam Haber Beschus Miriam. All the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were traveling in the Midbar, they had the water in the Schus of Miriam, the Be'erish of Miriam. And Rabbeinu Bechaya explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shilam Oiso, Hashem paid her back. Why was the Schus dafkin in Miriam's Schus? Middle connected middle. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the cradle as a baby through the Gezeirah of Paro Rosho, state imposed by Tesatzav Achoyso Merochoy. His sister, little Miriam, stood in the distance and watched over that little cradle that the cradle should be safe as much as she could. Mishum Hochi, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, that's why Chazal say, Shosu Klal Yisrael Mayim B'schus Miriam. All the 40 years Klal Yisrael drank water was in the schus because she stood by the water guarding over Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in Tanas Daf Tes, after Miriam was Nifta, there was this gap when there was no water, where we've got the episode of the Mei Merivah, and later on, Chozna HaBe'er B'schus Moshe. The Be'er came back in the schus of Moshe. Freite Kleyoka Akasha. Why was there a gap in between the time that Miriam stopped, when Miriam was Nifta, sorry, the Be'erish and Miriam stopped, and then later the Gemara Chazal say the water came back in the Schus of Moshe? Why couldn't we just make a transfer the Schus from Miriam over to the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did there have to be a gap? We could have saved the whole parsh of the name Meriva, and there even Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone into Eretz Yisrael. Zochte Kleyoka, the reason was because they weren't maspid Miriam. The Torah says, Vatomas Shom Miriam Vatikove Shom. She would die there and was buried there, Ki'ilu Cholili, she was forgotten. Nishkach Minalei. Unlike Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen, all Gedolim, Tzadikim, the meaning is, we're maspid. We hold, we eulogize them. Here there's no zecha in the Torah that they were maspid Miriam. And because they weren't maspid Miriam, that they lost the time, that there was a gap in between the schus of Miriam, when Miriam was Nefta, back to the schus of Moshe, to show that people didn't appreciate Miriam, apart from the other tzitzkus, which the Torah doesn't even tell us. It's Medoshim and Chazal tell us, but we should see that there was a gap, we should feel the loss that Miriam wasn't there, and that it came back in the schus for Moshe. So the Klal Yisrael came complaining in this interim period, we need water, we're dying of thirst. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, kachas amata, take your stick, v'hakil esoedo, ato v'aron, and v'dibaltim al ha'sela. Go and speak to the rock, le'ineim v'nosan neimov, it will give out its water, v'hoseis le'mayim al ha'sela, v'ishkisa se'edo v'esbiyo. So what happened then? Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'yoyim alem shimenu ha'moyim, listen here you rebels, ha'min ha'sela azem v'yitzil lechem moyim. And then what my guide Pasuk says, Vayor Moshe's Yoba, he lifted up his hand, Vayakas of Sela, he hit it once, only drops came, he hit it again, and water came out. So on that, Hashem said to Moshe Nan, Yara Moya Mountain Vi Lakhtisheni, because you didn't show the moon in me, which will soon explain me to Hashem, Lakhtisheni in Israel, Lachain, as a punishment, Lois Soviyu, as a call as a Elohat Hashem Asatin Ham, Moshe Nan was told enough you're going to enter Israel. Now we have to understand, at least in our Madrega, what did Moshe and Aaron do wrong? What was such a terrible thing what they did? What was the chet of the Mei Meriva? Within these few psukim that we just mentioned, the Mefoshim and basically the Shah Aaron scratches together approximately 25 reasons what the chet of the Mei Meriva was of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see the fact that he has to scratch together so many different reasons shows us in our Madrega how small the chet was. We're trying to look and find the chet. But of course, in Moshe Rabbeinu, being a tzaddik, as the Shvok was mentaktik, but tzaddikim kechut asar, in his Madrega it was a man. So Be'ezus Hashem, in the little time that we've got, we're going through a few of the explanations to understand what the pshat is in the chet, in the Mei Meriva. First and foremost, we've got to start off with Rashi. Rashi learned that Moshe was looking for the right seller. There were hundreds and thousands of rocks there. And he didn't know which was the right seller to bring the water out from. So they even asked Moshe Rabbeinu, look here, what are you looking for? What zuchst are you feel for the rock? We are chalashing. We need water. We're dying of thirst. You're looking for which rock to get the water out from. What's an upkimina? They're all the same. Any rock will do. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Shimeno HaMoirim, listen here, you rebels, You don't understand what's going on. Hamin asel alzeh moitzel lechemoyim. Do you want we should bring out Dafka, the rock from this water, from this rock? It doesn't go like that. I've got to bring out the water from the rock which Hashem told me to. But I don't know which rock it is. That's my problem, said Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happened was, Moshe and Aaron Taka did speak. Rashi learned, according to Rashi, Moshe and Aaron did speak to the rock originally, as they were told to by Hashem. Only Hashem said that they spoke to the wrong rock. And of course, no water came out. So when Moshe saw that the people are chalashing and they're having a go at him, so Moshe lost his patience, he lost his temper, and he said, Shimon or Hamoyim, listen here, you rebels. And as we know, Chazal tell us, if you get into a temper, you lose yourself, you make mistakes. So he hit the rock, and only a few drops came out. And then his temper grew again, so Vayetzu hit it again, a second time, Vayetzu Mayim Rabbim. So basically, Rashi's shitta is, Rashi holds that Moshe's chet was by the fact that he got angry. He said, Shimon or Amoyim, and he hit the rock instead of her. That's the poshut of pshat. The Maral writes, Taka on Rashi, that these two avers of losing his temper and hitting the rock is really a much of a much. It's one tam, it's one big avera, namely there was a chasson and a muna. Because when you're not the simcha, he was worried, Moshe Benu, you lose your temper, you lose your muna and Hashem, and as the Torah told him afterwards, Yahweh mountain be like the sheni, you didn't bring out that muna which was in me, Hashem told of Moshe for not having the right muna. The Ramban has got a different approach. The Ramban writes in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel that the chet was because they said, Hamin haseh lahazeh noitzi lochem moim. Is it from this rock we should bring out water? They said that instead of saying yoitzi Hashem lochem moim, to pin it down to the Shpokus behind works behind the scenes, they made out as if noitzi, we, us too, with our chokhma, Moshe and Aaron and Moshe, us too, will get out the water. And we find Taka where by the meat it does say, "Beseis Hashem lochem ba'er v'otalechot." There the Torah does stress Hashem brought out the meat. And this could have made the Bnei Yisrael think at that time it was only due to the chokhmah of Moshe and Aaron that they got the water from the rock, not that it came through Hashem. And this fits in very nicely in the pasuk, whereby the pasuk says, "Yain lo hemamtem bi lahakdisheni." You didn't bring out the muna in me. You forgot about me. You said noitzi lochem, that the whole chokhmah to bring out the water was through Moshe and Aaron, but not that Hashem was behind it. And lo kidashtem oisi, you didn't bring me into the picture. As we learn the Rambam in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rivosh has got again a different approach. The Rivosh learns that the Bnei Yisrael should have davened for water. We don't see that they davened at all. Not only didn't they daven, they came up with tainus to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ki aveisa meson el hamidbar zeh, you brought us to the midrash, there's nothing growing, we'll die from thirst." They were kofui toivot. They were ungrateful to Moshe for all that he had done for them. So what did he do? He lost his temper. He hit the rock. So the Yidden said, "Well, that just must be a coincidence that water came out." Because Moshe himself said, Moshe Rabbeinu showed that he had no confidence in himself. You want me to bring out from the water from this rock? So they saw Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know what's going on here. So Hashem got close with Moshe, and he said to him, The Netziv got again a different mahalach, another approach. The Netziv learns as follows. When Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, V'dibaltim al ha'sela, he never meant that they should speak to the rock. Because the rock is a doyman. The rock is an abstract stick rock. You can't hear. They couldn't hear Moshe now speak. And the Medrash says what Hashem meant was when he said with the Bartim and Atzela that Moshe and Aaron should say a Dvar Halocha at the seller. As it is, you're not allowed to speak to the seller. So you're making for the seller and avoid the Zohar. I'm talking to this rock. You rock, bring me out water. He wanted, the Netziv says, that they should say Advar Locha at the rock, not to the rock, standing at the rock, El Afela, by the rock, as we just had now in Dafa Yoimi, El means by the rock, Somoch the rock, and we know, Chazal tell us, the Gemara says in Brachas, that the Shechina rests within Dalad Amet Shel Alocha, as it was by Matan Torah. Mimela says the Netziv, up till now the Bnei Yisrael thought that the Shechina rests only in the Mishkan. So had Moshe said Advar Locha at at the Sela, there would have been a Gilui Hashchina through the Dvar Halacha. But since Moshe lost his temper, and he wasn't able to say a Dvar Halacha, and the Nesiv adds, had Moshe now davened to Hashem, then the water would have come out without any problem, which would have made a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So on that, Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, Yah leman to be like the Sheni, like the Ein of an Israel, and it's because of that Lochein lo yisiviu et hakol azeh Elohim. The Rambam, in his Sefer Shmoyne Prochim, the Rambam, he writes as follows, Chetoy, this is his Loshon, Shenoto letzad ragzonos, on a similar idea, he lost his temper, but Omer by saying, Shimon HaMoyim, listen here, you rebels. He called Klanison, and remember, Klanison in that time was the Doyer Deir. There was never such a generation, they witnessed Matan Torah, who had such Da'as Hashem, and probably never will be until Mashiach will come. Dr. Rambam, not a letzad ragzonos, but Omer by saying, Shimon HaMoyim. Diktik Hashem, Olav Hashem Yisborach, Hashem was medactic with him, particular, Shi'odim Kamoyhu, a person in the stature of Moshe Rabbeinu Koyes Lifnei Adas Bnei Yisrael, got angry in the front of the Bnei Yisrael, but Mokim Shein Roy Boyakas, where temper had no place. And Rabbeinu Nissim explains in the Rambam that it wasn't stum anger in the presence of a few people, just a few people standing around. He lost his cool in front of the Doyer Deo, in front of that whole nation. Zukta Rabbeinu Nissim, Vezeh Chilal Hashem. Mipnei, he says, Shemit Noisov, because from the movements of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kulom Umidborov HaYolandim, every movement, Klal Yisrael watched him and tried to learn from him. He was their model role. And every word he said, they picked up. Their intention was to have every success in Olam Hazeh and Olam Bo. Ve'eich Yeroi Olav HaKav. How is it fit for Moshe Rabbeinu, Isha Lekim, to have this temple? Reb Elia Lapin Zichroni Melocha understands the Chet in a different light. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'dibaltem al ha'sela, you should speak to the rock. Again, he never meant that Moshe should chap a shmuz at the rock. He meant that Moshe should speak a dibba of nevuah, because only a dibba of nevuah would be effective and bring out the water from the rock. The problem was, says Reb Elia, if a person gets angry, as Moshe Rabbeinu did, Chazal say, Im chocham hu, chochmoso mistalekes mimenu. Im novi hu, nivioso mistalekes mimenu. If he's a chocham, he'll lose his chochma. If he's a novi, he'll lose his nevias. Now Moshe Rabbeinu encompassed both. He was a chocham and a novi. He lost his chochma and he lost his nevias. And therefore without chochma and without nevias, he was left with nothing. He had no gomish. So by losing his temper, he hit the rock. Then there's another pshat, a beautiful pshat from Rav Kiva Sofer. Rav Kiva Sofer, he wrote the Sefer Da'as Sofer, otherwise known as the Pesvur Gerol, Zichrono Livracha, in the Kilsa Nachum Sofer. And he says as follows, a beautiful pshat. And there's a very strong kashi here. We say in the Tula Sageshem, always at the end of Sukkot, yeah, Shminatel, we say there in the Tula, Al Hasela Hoch, Vayetsu Maim. He gave a hak, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, and we all shout out that Tzidkoi Choyin Chashos Mayim. In the Tzidkis of Moshe Rabbeinu, because he hit the rock, so we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom in Deim Schut, give us water, give us panosa. Is Abayis Chapliya Atzuma. Here we've been dashing for nearly half an hour, that the whole chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was because he hit the rock, instead of speaking to the rock, the pastor, as Rashi learned, and here we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're saying, Alaser Lahoch, because that's the lotion of the pisman in the Tzilas HaGeshem. Alaser Lahoch, because he hit the rock in his schus, b'tzidkoich and chashes mayim. If anything, that's in that lechoiva, that's not a schus. We're saying Moshe Rabbeinu, we're condemning Moshe Rabbeinu for hitting the rock, and here we're saying it in his tzidkos, because he hit the rock. It's a very stark kash. Zog se da sofer, kiva sofer, azukta, a beautiful pshat. He brings from the Chsam sofer that the tzur back in Beshalach, which you've not really mentioned yet, when Klal Yisrael came out from Mitzrayim in Beshalach, there the pasuk, they also needed water. The pasuk says there, because that's where Miriam was nifta, v'hikiso al hatzur. There Hashem told Moshe, hit that rock. How comes there Hashem told him, hit him, and here he said he should speak to the rock? Yeah? And here he only, and he didn't need to hit it. Zokhter dan sofer, because Moshe Rabbeinu's own schusim were much greater than Miriam. It's obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, gave us the Torah. Noshim, Miriam, however great she was, her netzitkes, she had no mitzvah, no chiyuv from women to learn Torah. So, however, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was so modest, so humble, due to his anivus, due to the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, he dafka did not want to speak to the rock. He dafka hit it. Because if he would have spoken to the rock and water would have come out, that would have showed that his schus is far more than the schus of Miriam. Because Klal Yisrael knew that back in Beshalach, the rock was in the schus of Miriam. There he had to hit it, because there the schus was smaller. Miriam's schus was smaller than the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And because Mitoich Amas Nusai, out of his humility, he doth go hit the rock and not spoke it, not to show up that Miriam's schus was left. Finally, one more God. The Mahal, the approach to the Mahalach is a beautiful vote from the Nesivus Sholem, that is, the Slonim of Rebbe Tzvi Rochav. He has also got all these problems, why in Beshalach we find Moshe Rabbeinu was told to hit the rock, and here he spoke to the rock, and he hit it instead of speaking to it and all that. So first he brings in the name of the Noyam Ali Melech. The Noyam Ali Melech Feta Kasha. Had Hashem really been cross with Moshe Rabbeinu when he hit the rock, then Hashem would have seen to that no water should come out at all. That should have been the Oynish of Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm telling you, V'dibaltim El Asela, and you're hitting the rock, your Oynish is no water. And punkt sacher, V'yitzim Ayim Rabin. The water was gushing out, there's plenty of water. Why should that have been? Elamai, we must say, is of the Noyam Ali Melech. It seems that the fact that Moshe produced water from that rock by hitting it, and even twice, shows us that Hashem rested his sinner with Moshe to produce the water. Because Lo'ovid Kitshe B'richa Nisel Shikra, the Eibishter doesn't make a nest for no reason at all. Hashem doesn't perform Nisim without a purpose. Plus the fact we have another cloud, that Tzadikim don't do anything against the rock and Hashem. Tzadikim, the Gemara says, Eina Kodesh Boko, maybe to call Al Yodam, as the Gemara says in Chulin. And therefore, he explains in the name of the Tzedike Emes that where do you draw the line between Emunah and Hishtadlis in Hashem? So he says like this, this depends on the individual person. If a person has got complete Emunah, blind faith in Hashem, and he'll help him with everything, then and he doesn't need to do anything at all. As we find, Chizkiyahu went to bed and he said, Ani Yoshen al Mitosi, Va'atoisa, Ichke Shlofen, he said to David, and you do everything for me. But on the other hand, if a person hasn't got this blind faith, then this high mazega of Avunah Hashem, he's got to do his ashtablet. He's got to put his effort into it. And with this he explains, when Yaakov sent the Shvotim a present to Yosef, he told them, take with you ma'at tzori ma'at devosh, a little bit of spices and a little bit of honey. Now, Rabbi said, if you want to give a present to the king, to a Mishnah Melech, you don't give a little a handful of psomim and a bit of honey. You give a nice, you wrap it up in a nice paper, and you make it presentable. You give a nice matona. Only the fault is, Yaakov Avinu believed that you had to do a little bit of ishtablus. And he stressed that point, ma'at tzori, or ma'at devosh, just a little bit. And he then goes on to say that from the Sefer, from the Bas Ayin, who says in the name of the Zohar, that B'tach B'Hashem B'Asei Toiv Shchein Bo'et. In order to have, to be Zohar to Eretz Yisrael, there we need complete Emunah B'Hashem, and no Ishtablus at all, as we see with Shmita. So now we can understand where Moshe Rabbeinu in his Mazega went wrong, the Slonimah. Hashem wanted the nest that the water should come out of the rock through pure Emunah and B'tochen, and no Ishtablus at all. No hitting the rock. Only Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the Bnei Yisrael weren't up to that high madrega of pure Emunah and B'tochen. So he thought he's got to do some ishtablus, namely, he's got to hit the rock. He hit it, only a little bit came out. So he said, I've got to do more ishtablus. More than Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu only said, ma'at tzori or ma'at devosh. I've got to do more ishtablus. He hit it twice. And somehow more water came out. And Moshe made this Kal V'Chomer with himself. And he reasoned as follows, and we're finishing now. If after Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, there was such an open revelation of Gilui Shechina, but with Klal Yisrael and Mimela, hadn't Klal Yisrael, at that time Klal Yisrael hadn't yet sinned, and nevertheless water came out, it's Kavachoyma, he said, after the Chet of the Eger, and after the Meragim, where they've fallen from their Madrega, they ought not to be Zoich at all to any Gilu Shchina, just by speaking to rock. So for this, Moshe hit the rock. However, that wasn't the rock in Hashem. Hashem wanted that it should be only a Munim B'tochon, and no Ishtadlis at all. On this, Hashem told him, Yam V'Hamamtzim B'Lakti Sheni, you didn't bring out this pure Minna without Ishtadlis, and that's your Einish, that's why you're calling to go into it. Not able to help in the schools from Moshe Rabbeinu and Miriam, Amad Tzadikim Tilkonis, we should desire to go into Tzor, we should see the Binyan Beis HaMidrash, B'mheir B'Yameinu.